Joining us now is Coach Seth Wilbanks from the Lamont Vikings, the boys squad there. And Coach, your second year as the varsity coach, it wasn't probably the best record-wise you wanted, but overall, how did the team go this year?
Well, we improved from last year, and every year that's what we want to try to do, improve from the year before.
And for you this season, a 6-18 record compared to last year, what would you say, maybe not record-wise, but team-wise, how was the improvements this year?
We improved really well in the guard spot, but we lacked the size inside. We had to turn to a sophomore post first year up at the varsity, and that really hurt us. But as far as guard play, we were just as solid as really we could have been, and really proud of all my guards and all of my players for the way that we played. And we played a pretty tough schedule down here in the Kaysinger, and night in, night out, it's always tough no matter who we have on the schedule.
And who is your dream team player that you picked this year?
My dream team is Seth Johnson. He's a senior here at Lamont, plays the shooting guard position for us, and just a real, real nice ball player all around.
How was your team leadership with this year? Was he a leader on the team in the huddle and outside of it as well?
Yeah, he definitely was. I could really turn to him and really both all three of my seniors throughout the year to lead us on the court, off the court, in and out of the huddle. When something needed to be done, I could trust that the seniors were going to step up and be sure that things need to be done. And Seth's the type of player at times if we were having offensive struggle, literally I could just hand the ball to him and say, just go put it in the hoop, and he could find a way to do it.
Kind of just tell him to go do his thing out there.
That's exactly right.
And your player of the year vote in your school classification of Class 2 there, who did you pick this year?
I picked the Schoengert kid from Sweet Springs. Jacob, being a senior, man, he's a good ball player. I really enjoy watching him play, and he can do it from outside the perimeter. He can do it underneath the rim, and he really plays a nice ball game over there for Coach Smith, and one of them type of players I think that any coach around the area would love to have him on their team.
How'd you guys do against them this year?
Well, we didn't play them. We were going to try to make one up against them, but our schools just couldn't come together on scheduling, and so we didn't get to see him firsthand, but watched many of their games. We were in some similar tournaments in the same district, so got to watch him numerous times.
And then who was your Coach of the Year vote this year?
I picked Coach Goodwin down at Sacred Heart. Steve really does a nice job with Sacred Heart. They have some real good, nice players, and players that get up and down the court. Their guards are extremely well, and I think Coach Goodwin is really doing all that he can with those boys, and maybe even doing a little more than what some expect.
As a coach, I know it's the sports seem to just kind of basically almost run year round anymore. What are some of the plans that you have for your squad in the off season as you prepare for next year?
We're gonna hit up numerous shootouts, and we're gonna be in a few leagues this summer. We're going to try to get up to some colleges and get into some multiple-day shootouts. Going to start something new here at Lamont. We're going to try to get a weight training program going on. And like I say, this being my second year, we're trying to build, and we want the basketball program to be successful for years to come, and so we're going to try to start taking the steps to do that.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for your time, and congratulations on your picks this year, and we wish you the best of luck next year.
All right, thank you.
It's Coach Seth Wilbanks from the Lamont Viking Boys here on KMZU.